At noon tomorrow, Pinellas Safe Harbor will open its doors to 25 homeless men and women who wish to go there. Today, in what will be the facility's designated inebriate area, St. Petersburg Mayor Bill Foster said they'll get three meals a day, two cold and one hot, a mat on which to sleep, a pillow, a toothbrush, a towel, and access to bathrooms and showers.
The harbor is a portal, and it's a start. It's a beginning. All we're trying to do here is to provide for the basic necessities. A mat. Yes, it's a mat on a concrete floor, but it's better than a cardboard box on a street corner. It's running water. It's warm water to take a shower. It's a toilet. It's the basic necessities of life. It's air conditioning in the summer and heating in the winter.
Next Tuesday, the county hopes to increase the voluntary population to 50. After that, Chief Deputy Sheriff Bob Gauthier said they'll start bringing in those who violate ordinances.
Once we get past the 50, who will all be voluntary, then we'll embark down the path of those who may not want to come voluntarily and those that are now being arrested on the ordinance violations. And we're going to have a process in place where if they do have to get picked up on those ordinance violations, they'll still come here. It'll be converted over to a notice to appear, and they'll have an opportunity to go through a diversion program, which will still keep them out of the jail, still keep them out of the criminal justice system, and hopefully will give them the skills, the tools, the resources to get on their feet and be productive.
Mayor Foster said up to now, the police simply arrested homeless people who violated certain ordinances, which he said is pretty pricey.
Because at $125 a day at the jail, that is no place to take somebody who is down on their luck and homeless. And we all get that, we got it. But up to this point, that was the only place where we could take people who were violating the ordinances such as public urination, such as open container, public intoxication, things like that.
The facility is located in a jail annex on 49th Street North near Ulmerton Road. One could describe it as Spartan at best. The walls and floors are concrete, there are no partitions between shower heads, and the bathroom stalls have curtains for doors. Those who check in can watch flat-screen TVs mounted high on the wall until their mandatory 10 p.m. shutoff time. Foster said such sparse furnishings won't attract permanent dwellers to the shelter.
We're not creating new homeless. This is not going to be a panacea for people to say, I'm going to quit paying rent because I can get it all free at the harbor. That's not the case. The people are here anyway, and with care, with compassion, we can get them off the streets. We can do better than that cardboard box on the street corner, and we can get them inside where it is safe, where they do have the basic necessities that are provided, and assist them in gaining self-sufficiency.
Homeless Coalition Director Sarah Snyder said the facility will serve as triage for those who might need to be referred to other services in order to find their way off the streets.
This is the first step in helping us get people off the street so that they don't have to live on the street anymore. In January of 2010, we counted 2,200 people who were living on the street. This is men, women, and children. That is a one-day count.
The facility is open to men and women, but does not have the capacity for families with children. Intoxicated individuals are allowed in without alcohol, and there is an amnesty drop box outside the front door where those checking in can drop any illegal items without risking citation. But homeless advocates have been critical of the new facility.
We have plenty of vacant houses and apartments in St. Petersburg.
Reverend Bruce Wright advocates the Housing First model and said the new facility further criminalizes homelessness.
Why do we continue to try to solve a human rights problem with law enforcement? And it's simply because the mayor does not want the homeless visible.
Pinellas County Sheriff Jim Coates said telling ordinance violators to choose between shelter and a jail is not criminalizing homelessness. He said the shelter isn't just another incarceration method, given that those brought in against their will are welcome to leave the following morning.
You can move about the facility. You have an opportunity to leave if you want and then come back. And, it's a much better place to stay, I'll tell you that, than a jail. And plus, you're not being prosecuted through the criminal justice system for some of the minor infractions that they may have committed.
Homeless advocate Bruce Wright disagrees.
None of us would like to go there. I've seen the place. It's a jail. without bars. It's right next to the jail. It's fenced in. Irregardless of whether people can come and go, they're going to be watched. They're going to be screened. It's going to be run by law enforcement. Would any of us want to live in a place that's run by law enforcement?
The shelter opens tomorrow and reportedly has an emergency capacity of 500. From Largo, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.